This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Free for All Friday, the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, stevegruber.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at The Steve Gruber Show and on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. You can check it all out. I was on the BBC yesterday. You can find that exchange. I was contacted by the BBC to talk about, you know, Donald Trump's comments on Russia and whether or not, you know, he was committing, you know, treason or some other such rot. I did the interview, did well, and in fact, they'll be having me back, it seems, on a regular basis. A voice they hadn't heard before, they said. Yeah, no kidding. It's called Common Sense. Stop by any time. We do it 5 days a week, and we have a special edition for the weekends just to keep you going when you need a little bit of common sense light shown on the path. You know, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, in their disingenuous march toward Election Day, November 2016, decry the big banks. The big banks are the enemy, they say. We must break up the big banks, they say, while speaking from the podium at the Wells Fargo Arena. Do you see the hypocrisy? The Wells Fargo Arena, they stand there decrying big banks from the podium of the big bank. I mean, seriously. Here's Hillary Clinton worth $300 million. Giving speeches to people like Goldman Sachs at $250,000 a shot, that of course she won't share the transcript. Now, why won't she share the transcript? I don't get it. Maybe the Russians stole it. Maybe that's it. Maybe the Russians stole the transcript and it's just not available. And then that dastardly Donald Trump, he got involved. And yeah, he's in bed with the Russians. I mean, sober up, people. Let's get a clue out there, shall we? I'll give you a taste of Hillary Clinton's speech last night. It was a historic moment. Going forward, a woman being at the top of the ticket will not be a big deal. But going forward, if it's this woman at the top of the ticket, after all of the scandals over all of the years involving her husband, herself, the people connected to them, it goes on and on and on. But anyhow, let me give you a little, if you missed it, just bear with me. Take a little sample here of Hillary Clinton from the podium at the Wells Fargo Arena last night. Go.
So just ask yourself, do you really think Donald Trump has the temperament to be commander-in-chief? Donald Trump can't even handle the rough and tumble of a presidential campaign. He loses his cool at the slightest provocation. When he's gotten a tough question from a reporter, when he's challenged in a debate, when he sees a protester at a rally. Imagine, if you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
No, of course not. We'll trust a woman who will make up fantasy stories about the Russians and vast right-wing conspiracies and everything else when challenged, and then forget everything that ever happened as a defense and not answer questions and lie before Congress and get a pass for the whole thing. That person should be trusted with the nuclear codes. Even Salon.com, the most far left-wing online location you can find, Salon, says the DNC fabricated the entire Russian hacker conspiracy just to deflect blame for its own email scandal that goes right back to Hillary Clinton again. More on that in a moment, but first to the hotline, Dan, checking in from Marquette today. Dan, welcome to the program. Dan, are you there? I guess, Dan, you have to check back in. WDMJ territory up there in Marquette. Dan was saying, we'll get some common sense from Dan here in a moment, but just look at this. In all seriousness, Salon.com is tearing apart this nonsensical idea that somehow the Russians are behind the DNC making racist emails and misogynist emails and anti-Semitic emails and showing that Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her colleagues were all working for Hillary. Of course, she was a big part of Hillary's campaign in 2008. Big part of Hillary's campaign in 2008. And the NSA might have blocked old Dan up there in Marquette. But anyhow, and then after she's caught, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is immediately hired by Hillary Clinton. Now, why do you think the Hillary Clinton campaign is so concerned about the DNC hacks and WikiLeaks and all of it? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. It's because right now, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would win, according to Nate Silver and other polls. Up 7.3% in the latest LA Times poll. Is Dan back? Is that what you're telling me? All right, Dan's back on the line here from Marquette, WDMJ territory. We held it open for you, Dan, so you get back in. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, today Hillary Clinton starts getting email intelligence briefings, and I'm wondering if you think they're going to be coming by email.
Gee, good Lord. You know, you had to bring that to my attention. You know, I don't know how they're going to come. I don't know. Harry Reid said they should give fake intelligence briefings to Donald Trump. Harry Reid should just go out and retire. Harry Reid is not running for re-election, not because he doesn't want the job, but because he would get obliterated running in Nevada this time around. He would get obliterated running for the job again, and everybody knows it. And I don't know how those intelligence briefings come in. And it's an overview. It's not the whole thing, you know. It's an overview of intelligence briefings that are shared at this point, starting, well, either today or the next few days. Dan, it's a good point you make.
Well, it's hard to be hopeful. Everything you're saying is great if they believed it, but every person I talk to who's a Hillary voter cannot tell the truth. They lie about what they've heard about Donald. That gives me cause to be very hopeful for this election.
Yeah, well, we'll see what's going to happen, Dan. Thank you for checking in. Mike points out that Hillary says, imagine this and imagine that. Well, it is an imaginary world that they live in oftentimes. Imagine college were free. Imagine you didn't have to go to work every day to feed your family. Imagine you could just lay around on the couch and eat bonbons. Imagine, if you will, what it would be like to be on the government payroll. Now imagine, if you will, a country that is bankrupt, has no work ethic, has become soft, in a soft touch and a pushover. All right, enough of that. We need some real serious work ethic in this country. We need people that are going to get serious and get down to work and get back to it. And it's time to get to the general election. It's time to talk. And that big day is September the 26th, the first scheduled debate, which I do believe Donald Trump's practicing for every day when he goes out there and takes questions from reporters. At some point, we're going to figure out how to get that man on this program. Haven't yet, but we're going to. We keep requesting, and we'll keep trying. We'll get it done. 14 after, it's Free for All Friday. We'll be right back.
Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
It is Free for All Friday. Taking your calls and, of course, taking your letters at stevegruber.com. You can listen live there. Go to the podcast there. Follow us on Facebook. It's all available to you. This hour of the program brought to you by the Michigan 529 programs. The 529 programs let you save now for college expenses in the future. And you can start with as little as $25. Get plenty of money aside for books or housing or buy tuition credits. Today, at today's pricing for use in the future. To find out more, jump online, savewithmi529.com. That's savewithmi529.com. All right, you watched it last night, and and you saw Hillary, she made history, and I'm not going to take that away from her. It's an important milestone for a woman to be the top of a major party ticket. I just don't think this is the right woman. I think our next guest probably feels the same way. Ronna Romney McDaniel, chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Ronna, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, did you watch it? Could you take it? I watched as much as I could. And I watched what I found astonishing with the number of, you know, no TPP signs, the signs that said liar on them, and the networks would quickly pan away. And then they would try to drown them out with chants when people were, you know, there's some heckling going on to start the speech. Of course, you won't hear about any of that today on the major news medias.
No, I mean, the media clearly favors Hillary Clinton. We know that, the major news media. It's hard for me to watch because I know Hillary Clinton. She's been in our lives for over 20 years as a public figure. We have seen that she will do or say anything to get elected. Her slogan speaks for itself. I'm with her. This is about her. It's not about us. It's not about the American people. And she is not the right candidate to lead this country. Of course, I like women getting more involved in politics. I want to see more women engaged. There is a historic milestone. But I'm also, as a woman, always looking for the best candidate. And I certainly don't use gender to determine who is best suited to lead our country, because that's too important of a question to base solely on someone's gender.
I'm going to go off the reservation here just for a moment, because I'm looking at this headline here, and I have to ask you about it, though you may or may not have an answer for me. But it seems here that Mitt Romney, who was the Republican nominee in 2012, according to a headline I'm reading here, is close to endorsing Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate for president. Have you heard that? Do you make much of it? What do you think?
I did read that headline yesterday. I did reach out to a few of the people I know who are very close to my Uncle Mitt, and they refute that story and that headline. So that's all I can say. I didn't speak to my Uncle Mitt, but some of his top advisors refute that that assertion in any way.
Clearly, though, he is not a supporter of Donald Trump. He is, I mean, he has been the loudest critic possible of Donald Trump being a fraud, being a con man, and so on and so forth, sounding much like Michael Bloomberg at the DNC this week. Mitt Romney, not a fan of Donald Trump. What now, though? Because my belief, Ronna, is that anybody that doesn't vote for Donald Trump is, in fact, voting for Hillary Clinton, and he is a loose candidate. And there are things that concern me about him being president. But everything concerns me about her being president, because higher taxes, an assault on the Constitution, be it the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and so on and so forth. How do we get the Never Trump people to say, listen, your options with her are worse?
So I've seen a lot of this in the past couple weeks. We had a delegation go to Cleveland. We had several of the Never Trump folks in our delegation, and we came back all united. It's a process. Some aren't there yet. We've got to keep working. But you're right, Steve. It's not just Donald Trump as a standalone candidate. And some people do have concerns. It is Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump together, if you're going to look at the entire context. And there are things that are at stake in this election that are too important to have Republicans cross over or sit out. And one is the Supreme Court. If we lose the Supreme Court and Hillary Clinton is allowed to appoint justices that expand the executive branch and expand regulatory overreach, we will not recognize our country. Our constitutional framework will be radically changed. Donald Trump has said he will support rule of law justices, some of them from our state he's even put on his list. I've met with people who spent a lot of time with Donald Trump. They say great things about him. I take them at their word, and I thought he gave a great speech in Cleveland. I am there. I'm supporting him. But as party chair, we're reaching out our hand to everybody who's not there yet. We want them to come and vote for Donald Trump.
I think the most important thing, and we're on with Ronna Romney McDaniel here, Michigan Republican Party chair. Ronna, I think the most important thing this election is the Supreme Court. Number two is the Supreme Court. And then number three on the list is the Supreme Court.
I agree.
I mean, seriously, without that, what difference? I mean, you will not have a Second Amendment that you recognize. Your First Amendment will be greatly reduced because it will be hate speech and all sorts of things. You can't say this. And, of course, you wouldn't be able to talk about climate change. We're going to burn the books and put you in jail if you disagree with that. I mean, those are the three most important things this election. I don't think there's two ways about it. Donald Trump has put out his list of 11 possible justices, including a very qualified woman from the state of Michigan that we should pay attention to, what he put out there, because that list matters, maybe more than anything that's been said thus far. I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word.
I agree with you. I think the Supreme Court is the most pivotal aspect of this election. And the question you need to ask yourself is, do you want a rule of law Scalia justice or a judicial overreach justice like Ruth Bader Ginsburg? And if you go that direction, we will lose our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, the Second Amendment. Those things will all be changed, and our constitutional framework. So we need people to go vote Donald Trump if we want to keep the Constitution and the rule of law intact.
No question. Ronna Romney McDaniel, always a pleasure. Great seeing you in Cleveland, and good talking to you again.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it, everybody. Chairman Ronna Romney McDaniel of the Michigan Republican Party. We're going to take a quick break here, check in on the news desk, and do some business. We'll be right back here on Free for All Friday. The phone number, 888-900-9966. You can also check out stevegruber.com to make contact. We'll be right back.
The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
Your beady eyes that could cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all, and a heart of sin, you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I.
All right, 33 after here on this free-for-all Friday. Frank checking in and DeWitt real quick. Frank, what's on your mind?
Steve, are you going to have Nolan Finley, editor of Detroit News, on before the election again?
Oh, of course.
Well, if you do, would you please nail him to the wall about the ridiculous headline yesterday his paper carried about this so-called Donald Trump espionage stuff? Anybody can, obviously, that he was joking. He was tweaking Hillary Clinton because, hello, the Russians do have our state secrets because of her. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you for checking in. Yeah. In fact, that's what I was on the BBC about yesterday, talking about how absurd this is. I mean, the fact of the matter is the DNC wants to talk about something, anything, besides the WikiLeaks hacks and the racist emails, the homophobic emails, the anti-Semitic emails, all of it. I mean, they're beside themselves. They're beside themselves on how to get away from this conversation. That's what it is. They want nothing at all to do with this because it is very telling about who they are. It's very telling about who they are as an organization, and it tells you the truth about the DNC. They cheat. They lie. They'll use anything. They'll refer to Bernie Sanders, beliefs when it comes to religion, whether he's a Jew or not, or an atheist. They'll make fun of a woman's name if she's black and they think that her name's funny. They'll do whatever, and then they'll deny it. Then it's the Russians. The Russians did it. How absurd. It's so bad, in fact, that The Nation, far-left rag, called them out on it. Salon.com called it a fabricated Russian hacker conspiracy. Is this a joke? Are you kidding? Said Salon. No, it's real. Genevieve Wood with us, leading voice for the Heritage Foundation to sort it out further. Genevieve, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's Donald Trump is in bed with Vladimir Putin. And let me say something. He's getting all this. He wants to be friends with the Russians. Yeah. And he should be. It's called detente. And let me tell you something, or at least, get some sort of relationship there. It's okay for Barack Obama to go out and make friends with Iran, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, go to Cuba. But there's some problem with Donald Trump reaching out to Vladimir Putin to find some working arrangement. I mean, please.
It is a bit on the ridiculous side, Steve. I have to agree with you. And look, I think most of what Trump has said, I want to get along with a lot of people around the world. But more importantly, what he's talked about is we want countries to respect us again. And the truth is that, you know, that was all Barack Obama talked about, if you will recall, back when he ran 8 years ago, and so did Hillary, for that matter, that, you know, because everybody just thought America was like cowboys, George W. Bush was starting wars around the world, that if they just got elected, we'd have kumbaya and everybody would love America again. Well, we've seen that hasn't turned out to be the case, even though, as you rightly point out, he's a meeting with dictators and the like. I think Trump is right to say we want people to fear us, to respect us, not know what we're going to do if they cross the line. But all this stuff about the email scandal and the like, the reality is what's in the emails is what the problem is. Hacking
There's
the
no
problem
question.
Too.
But, yeah, there's the no question. Is, there's so much the dirt in there. There is so much dirt in those emails. It's homophobic, it's anti-Semitic, it's racist, it's misogynist. It shows that the Debbie Wasserman Schultz and other members, high-ranking members of the DNC, rigged the primary system to work against Bernie Sanders. And, of course, she's thrown out for corruption and immediately hired by Hillary Clinton and her campaign, because Debbie also knows the dirty secrets inside Hillary's closet. So we better get her on the team so she doesn't say anything bad about us.
Yeah, look, I mean, the reality is this was their immediate desire to go just start talking about who hacked it, who broke in, was a clear indication you guys aren't serious. I mean, I don't know, but I haven't heard of any Democratic staffer beyond Debbie Wasserman Schultz being fired. And there's at least seven people that we know their names related to these emails. I mean, you can see their names on the emails. We did a story earlier this week that showed at least two people within their communications office that were basically, you know, talked to the hand is what they were saying to conservative outlets that were contacting them looking for, you know, information related to the Democratic convention. But yet when it came to liberal news outlets and media outlets, they were overeager to help them. Now, that's their prerogative, and they can do that. But it, just like you said with the other things, it shows a complete bias in terms of the media that they're willing to deal with. But yet, as far as I know, those people still have their jobs.
Exactly. Why? Well, they're not going to lose their jobs. They have standing. It's the epitome of a double standard. It's the epitome of people that have racism in their heart, that have misogynist thoughts in their hearts, pointing at the other guy. I mean, this is the way this works. The DNC, you know, trying to label the other team as this bad team, and then the truth comes out, and then it's anything you can do to deflect that. Oh, my God, it's the Russians. I mean, it is so far-fetched. And so, I mean, did the Russians hack? Possibly. And if they did, let me tell you something. They already had the 30,000 emails that Hillary Clinton said were about yoga and wedding plans. So why would we be concerned about it, Hillary, if there's nothing there for national security? Why would you be so concerned about it if it's just pictures of you in yoga pants? I mean, what?
Well, I mean, but this is the reality. The end justifies the means with many people in politics, and I think this is a perfect example. It's okay to break the rules and do whatever what you want to do, whether it's your email server that you want to keep private, whether it's, you know, blocking one nominee with inside your party because you think the other has a better chance of winning the long-term game. The end justifies the means for them. But now that it's been exposed, the American public has the opportunity to make a decision. Do the ends justify the means for them? I mean, I think it's very clear.
You
pointed a lot of it out. Voters now can make that decision.
Let me ask you this, Genevieve. I mean, if this had been a Republican RNC type thing, it would be front page news. It'd be in the 24-hour news cycle day after day after day after day. But
the Justice Department would be involved.
Right, and just like last night, however, when there were signs being held that said no TPP, liar signs being held up, the cameras quickly pan away so you can't see it, and the Democratic scandal is quickly buried after a day or two. But the fact of the matter is it's a double standard. I hope the public gets it. I hope they realize what kind of people they're dealing with. I hope they can ferret out the truth.
Well, I think the parties here are different. Their goals are different. Their decisions on 90% of things, or their plans of how they would address certain problems in the country and internationally are different. And I think that's going to come. I mean, I think it's already come out, but I think the debates are going to be rough and tumble because Hillary Clinton's a tough candidate, and so is Donald Trump. But they have different views, different styles, and they both appear to seem willing to call the other out. So I don't think it's going to be unclear or fuzzy to the American voter about where the different candidates stand. So they're going to have a very clear choice.
I think you're right. The question is, will they get a fair measure of that by the filter of the American news media? And I don't think you get a fair measure there. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, you're absolutely right. Anybody who watched the convention last night watched Hillary's speech. What they didn't see in many cases were the fact that there were a number of protesters. If anybody noticed that there were just awkward moments when the crowd started chanting Hillary, like when she was talking about her relationship with Bill, all of a sudden they started chanting. It was weird. I'm like, why are they doing that? We'll come to find out later because they were covering up protesters in the audience.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Genevieve Wood, always a pleasure, always a great conversation. Thank you for being with
Thank
us.
Thank you, Steve.
Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Free for all Friday, 888-900-9966 is the hotline. You can check out more at stevegruber.com. You can find a listen live button for your mobile device or for your computer at work or home. You can always have us there side by side with you sorting out the important conversations of the day. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Let's go to the hotline. Tim is checking in from Hudsonville. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, I have two sons. One is a Marine and one is in the Air Force. And it really struck me on Monday with noticing that there was no flags at the convention, the Democrat convention. And then, you know, the next day, everybody said you didn't have any, and then there's some there, but they're hardly even there. They're on afterthought. They're on the side.
And then last night, total overcorrection. Last night they had a billion of them there because they went down to City Hall in Philadelphia. You can check this online, and took flags off from City Hall in Philadelphia because they didn't even think about having flags at the convention. They had to go borrow them, if you will. It's crazy.
And the flags they put around people, they put around protesters so they wouldn't see them. That's the only reason you saw big flags. And, when the military is fighting for everybody, and we're not going to have, we could have a country soon that's not worth fighting for, and for everyone. It doesn't matter what color you are. They're fighting for everybody. And this election is not about a man or woman who we're voting for. We're voting for a future. We either have no future or a future. So when you go into that ballot box, you're voting for a future for our country, with Trump or
no question. It's a big election, Tim, and people need to pay attention. I agree, and I appreciate you checking in today, and thank you for the service of your sons. Thank you so much for calling, Tim from Hudsonville. The 888-900-9966. I want to take a breath though, because there's a lot of stress out there, and sometimes you got to step away from it. Go out. Take a breath today, go out and enjoy what Michigan has to offer and, forget about it all from time to time, because if not, it can affect your health and wellness. And in fact, our good friend, Dr. John Wyckoff is here to talk about health and wellness. And, Dr. Stress, people stress out about these elections and politics and so forth. Sometimes you got to step away from it a little bit.
Well, I think you're right, Steve. Good morning. And take in some of this beautiful, pure Michigan weather. That'll help you reduce your stress. And also, a healthy diet, plenty of fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, lean meat, and then getting the right supplements, which are so critical for your overall health and wellness. A good multivitamin, some omega-3 fish oil, some vitamin D3, and that'll really set the foundation for great health.
No question. And vitamin D, a lot of it comes from the sun itself, although I say that with some caution. I made a bit of a mistake here a week ago when I took my cast finally came off, and I thought, well, it'd be a nice day to stand on the beach and look around. Well, I didn't think about sunscreen for the top of my foot. That was a mistake.
That will give you a sore foot, but vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. We don't actually get it from the sun, but it's produced in the skin when the sun touches the skin. So the sun's very critical to the formation of vitamin D in the cells of the skin. Most of us, especially in Michigan, where we just don't get a lot of consistent sunshine, except maybe the last 2 weeks of July every year, really need supplemental vitamin D, about 2,000 international units per 100 pounds of body weight per day. Now, we routinely check vitamin D levels on all of our patients, and they are abysmally low in anyone who's not taking some vitamin D. So vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, critical for overall health and wellness, costs just pennies a day.
And you've got some, in fact, while we got you on the line, real quick there, Doctor, you've got some specials that are going to run through the end of the month here, so we're getting down to it, to the deadline here. What do you got?
Well, through Monday, we extended the sale through Monday, 20% off our entire line of high-quality supplements, all of our Metagenics line, Dr. Shi line, Orthomolecular. You can come by the store on Michigan Avenue in East Lansing, or you can shop online 24/7. Same pricing, 20% off, WyckoffWellness.com.
There you have it, and WyckoffWellness.com. And, you know, and I've been working with you, Doctor, for some time, and I'm glad I do. I greatly appreciate it. WyckoffWellness.com. Dr. John Wyckoff, you go out there and enjoy this weekend as well. You get stressed out, too. Let's not have too much of that.
Yeah, I'm glad it's Friday and looking forward to a great weekend, and hope some of our listeners will stop by our store and learn more about what Wyckoff Wellness can do for your health and wellness. Start today.
There you go. Dr. John Wyckoff, WyckoffWellness.com, my friends, WyckoffWellness.com. Doctor, we'll talk soon.
Have a great weekend, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see here. We're going to get to Ken listening on the line, WHAK. That's Roger City Alpena, I believe. Ken, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hey, Steve, just a quick question. We're talking the Second Amendment rights and all this. This is a trivia question. There's, out of all the countries in this world, there's only three countries in this world that it is written in their constitution that the constitution, not some other goofy law, it's written in their constitution that they have the right to bear arms. Do you know what them three are?
Well, you know, I do, just because I've looked at this before. But the problem is two of those countries have, in effect, outlawed guns anyway. That's Mexico and Guatemala, right?
You got it. I'll be done. Okay.
So how'd I do?
I'm just saying what's in their constitution.
Well, that I'm not sure about. Well, you know, the thing about Mexico is, I mean, guns for all intents and purposes in Mexico are illegal. Guatemala, they're illegal as well, and yet it's in their constitution. But the important note here, Guatemala and Mexico have much higher gun fatality rates and murder rates than the U.S. It's not even close. Go ahead.
Well, that's very understandable. I mean, you just listen to the news. Even the Democrats can't deny that.
Yeah, well, but they can deny all sorts of things.
I was just curious if you knew, and I was surprised that you did. So, yeah, I guess I'm kind of foolish because you are kind of into guns and everything. So,
Ken, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. It's Free for All Friday. Ken's checking out WHAK. That's Rogers City Alpena on that side of the state. 888-900-9966. Got room for a couple more if you want to sneak them in. It's the Steve Gruber Show.